and chill. Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Hugging Lowdown.
Civil Wilkes.
Hello, Mr. Lowdown.
And in for the strategically sick J. Anthony Brown, our very own Damon Williams.
What's up, Huggy?
Congratulations on being on the Talk and Arsenio yesterday.
Ooh, I won two shots.
Thank
Boy,
you, sir.
You are winning. I'm glad somebody from Chicago is balling.
Oh!
Digga D. Sybil, if talk shows were games, Damon would have y'all tied up with my Wizards in the playoffs instead of being down two games.
You set me up Tom, nicely.
Hey, Tom, I know a couple of players who can use your assistance. Last night's game was the best I've seen them play all playoffs. Oh, they didn't play last night?
They didn't play last night.
Like I said. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't come to D.C. this Friday wearing pine tar on their neck. Anyway, congratulations, Damon. Hey, y'all know today is National Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is also the day most strippers call out. Shoot, either the strip clubs are going to be empty or they're going to look like Chuck E. Cheese today, Tom. Sybil, is it right to take your kid to work with you if you're owed for child support? Is that trifling?
That is trifling.
Hey, y'all know tonight's the night I kick off my first show at the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta. Uh-huh. I'm there through Thursday through Sunday in Augusta at the Soul Food Festival on Saturday, which means it's another adventure of traveling with black manager. It's never a dull moment when black manager book your itinerary, y'all. Shoo, who you think booked Chris Brown's flight on Con Air? Black manager. Did y'all hear Chris Brown may have to be locked up till June?
Till June.
He better hope he don't run into an inmate that look like Rihanna and fight like B-Hop. Sybil, we need a celebrity edition of Beyond Scared Straight, because they're not scared anymore.
I see.
Did y'all hear about some governor in Georgia, Governor Nathan Deal, signed a gun bill that supposedly will allow licensed gun owners to carry their guns in the bars and government buildings and churches and reality reunion shows and whatnot?
Oh,
what?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Kenya, lucky Porsche wasn't strapped. Porsche would have shot that bullhorn out of Kenya's hand. Y'all know Atlanta's new name is going to be the NRATL. Silver, you know what this means? If you in a bar and a woman who's a licensed gun owner asks you to buy her a drink, what you supposed to say?
Buy her a drink.
You can't tell a woman with a 44 no. Because if you don't buy the Ciroc, you might just get the Glock. Who the hell want to be at a happy hour wearing a bulletproof vest?